And finally, while most pilgrims and tourists are happy just to catch a glimpse of the Pope at his audiences or during his visits abroad, one man we're going to hear from now has been able to get to know Pope Benedict a little better. Russian artist Igor Babaylov has spent some time with the Pope, talking, sketching, and taking photographs for a portrait that he's been commissioned to paint. And it's not the artist's first papal portrait either. Igor also painted his predecessor, John Paul II, depicting him surrounded by a group of children, a painting which now hangs in Castel Gandolfo. In addition, the artist has completed works of many other world leaders, including US President George Bush, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and former South African President Nelson Mandela. Well, my colleague Susie Hodges caught up with the artist in his Tennessee studio to find out more about his latest papal commission.
Well, I have started, but it's a long process, obviously, and mostly what's involved is thinking, of course, because of the theme, and everything in the portrait has to contribute to the idea of subject matter in a portrait. And how I usually do, I get a lot of references and do some studies of the subject and incorporate it in the appropriate composition. And particularly in this portrait, because just like the portrait of Pope John Paul II, it will be multi-figured portrait. It's not just a portrait of a person. There will be other people around.
Who are these other people?
Those would be imaginative people, but they will be representing values, the traditional values of Christian Church, something that was promoted by Pope John Paul, now by Pope Benedict.
What aspects of Pope Benedict's personality are you trying to highlight in this portrait or to portray in some way?
Well, I would say that Pope Benedict is known as a scholar, as an educator. And just like Pope John Paul II, he's promoting those values, the traditional values, and being a leader of the church and an educator. That's what I'm trying to incorporate in this work.
How did you feel when you were awarded this commission to paint this portrait? Of course, now your second portrait of a pope.
Yes, it's a great honor, of course. Since I did the portrait of Pope John Paul, which hangs now at the Castel Gandolfo, at the oratory of the Pope John Paul Pontifical Center. It was a great honor, of course, to have my painting being hung like this for people to see, and particularly the youth. I understood there are more than 6,000 children a year see that painting there, which is incredible. That's the whole purpose of my work and what I do.
You met the Pope in person earlier this year when he sat for you and when you made sketches and took photographs for this portrait. What impression did you gain about him as a person, as a man?
I would say very similar feeling as I had when I met Pope John Paul, that incredible aura around him, just something so special it's even hard to describe. He's very quiet, he's got very warm eyes. Very warm, extremely warm eyes. And when he touches your hand, it's like you don't even feel it. It's so gentle, you know. He's just an incredible person. And like I painted many leaders, presidents and prime ministers. And to me, it's most important is basically I look at the person and then the titles, who they are. With the popes, there is something like you can't really compare them to others. Something extremely special about them.
As you mentioned, you also painted a portrait of his predecessor, Pope John Paul. How does the portrait of Pope Benedict compare with this? Are they similar in style? And what about the differences or similarities between the two men?
Talking about the style, they similar in the style in the sense that they all are promoting same is, again, talking about those values. Like in the portrait of Pope John Paul, there are the youth surrounding him. They represent love, the mercy, strength through suffering. And in the portrait of Pope Benedict, there is a similarity in that sense. He's not by himself. He's surrounded by the youth. He's a father. And also there will be some dedication to Pope John Paul in that painting.
Do you have a religious faith yourself? And if so, how does that influence you in your work as a painter?
Yes, of course. Of course I do. Of course, you have to have a faith to paint the leaders of the church. What I do is basically the realistic style, the realistic art is the promotion of the beauty of God's creation. Somebody said it was a young boy, it was about 12 years old. Somebody asked him, who do you think is the greatest artist? And he said, well, the greatest artist is God. What can be more beautiful than what he created? And just look around you. And what I do in my art and my work is trying to project that beauty on a canvas.
Susie Hodges talking there to Russian-born artist Igor Babaylov.